K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. It's the very first time I said this, that other K-State podcast out here in rainy Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate you for stopping by. Give us a listen this morning here on this Thursday, baby. Yeah, this Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. Thank you so much again for stopping by. Give us a listen here. Football, men's, women's basketball, baseball resumes tomorrow for the huge, it's going to be a huge series with TCU. More on that when I record the weekend preview, either tonight or tomorrow. Well, obviously, that's obviously, we have that been said. That's been said for a while now. And so much more. Women's sports has been in the news, good and bad. We'll get into that during the weekend here as well. So you want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast, this daily K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. And oh yeah, my name is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast. Check it back in with the women's golf. And this will go out this morning, so don't worry about me pulling it off or anything else like that. This will go out this morning because I did record previously how they were doing in the Silicon Valley Showcase. And that did not go up, so that's my bad there. But anyways, this is going to go up as K-State Women's Golf, the team, finishing third. And heading into this showcase, they were 34th in the nation there. So they were nine spots away from being at top 25, if you want to put it in football terms as well. K-State, 14 over par in the final round. Well, actually, yeah, 14 over par, 298 there. They're way behind second place California, who ended up winning that thing. Obviously there, Stu Burke looked like he was very disappointed after the fact. We're going to get into this right now. Quote, it was a pretty disappointing week, although we did finish on a podium. Hey, that's the most important part, right? Continuing on here, quote, we did not have five players battling to the end to count, which is where our early season success came from. The next few weeks will be pivotal in getting the most out of our practice time and getting the lineup right for the Big 12 championship. We will use the next, we will use the next few weeks to find the right combination of players heading into the postseason, end quote. Yeah, we've mentioned it here and there on this podcast. You know, the women's golf team, this team winning events, individual events, where I'm not going to say championships, that's not the appropriate word, because we're in the regular season, winning regular season events, right, and performing well, even despite this, still solid now. Again, I'm not out there with the ladies, so it's hard to judge what's going on. All you can go off of is notes here, numbers, all of that, but seems like he wants to kind of mix things up a little bit. And I've talked about this with women's tennis there as well. I did see another solid article, women's tennis, featuring the Cosmojaw sisters. I just literally saw that for hopping on here. I scanned over just the headline, and I could already tell where that was going there. So I'm looking forward to reading that. But yeah, so looks like Stu Burke might be changing things around in the postseason. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Because look, last several years, you had Carla Burnett, you had Sophie Burt, and obviously last year they went, is particularly around this time, they went on a heck of a run deep in the postseason. Obviously, you saw what obviously the legend Carla Burnett did, and others, right? And then Sophie Burt kind of struggled down kind of stretched after that win. But yeah. So it's all about, you know, finding the right combination or just a changeup in your lineup. So we'll see. So that's going to be fascinating for this squad as we're already in the month of April here. And here soon enough, we're going to be talking about the Big 12 meet for this K-State Women's Golf team. As they, once again, though, more times than not, finish despite a little high numbers, still finishing the podium spot. Pro Marshal Podcast, all things KZ Sports. Women's golf episode this morning on April 2nd, 2026. A lot of headway for women's sports, particularly for K-State this week, good and bad. Oh, I'll get into the bad momentarily as we get into the weekend. Eddie Greer, Pro Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports. And after this recording, I will listen to that daily delivery. Some of y'all probably know what I'm talking about. But anyways, yes, K-State, three players finishing the top 15. Kelsey Chin has been outstanding in the spring semester. Naomi Nakashima, tied for ninth place. Actually, they're both tied for ninth place there. Five over par. And they both now have five top 10 finishes in the calendar year. Chin from Dylan Chan. Why do I have a hard time saying this? Dylan China. All right. Tied for the K-State best round of the day at one over par, 72 there. She was plus eight there. And how about the rise of Keen Vistapata Juan? Top 15 finish, seven over. There is Z start again. I got a high praise there in that recording that I did not post there as well. And really, the last couple of meets, she has started, her stock is rising a little bit. So there's that. Casey Kane has been in the lineup. Again, this is still a young squad. I've said it since the green flag of the 2026 season, particularly with Casey women's sports, all of them, how young they are. Casey Kane, 24, 11 over par there. So, Noah Van Beek did improve. You're a veteran player, senior, plus three, back on Tuesday there. Five over par 76 there, and overall she was 46. Yeah, you need. I don't understand. Again, I hate dousing the water here over the fire. But yeah, when you coming off a win like that, you hope that like Noah Van Beek did several weeks ago, you hope that turn the corner, give you more confidence in what we see here. But so, yeah, kind of a little stunned a little bit. I have to be honest that, yeah, look, guys and gals. Again, I'm not out there. Now, look, I definitely have my flaws, but I'm not out there with the ladies. I'm not out there with the men. So all I can go off of these notes. Hey, when we talk football, basketball, baseball, I'm paying attention to that. But these other sports here, you're going off of scores, whatnot, and you say what you got to say right here. So, again, I think you need to expect a little bit more, especially if K-State's going to make noise in the postseason. And hopefully Noah can improve. She can improve because, hey, a win like that is a game changer. Any win, I don't care if it's running a five, racing a 5K, winning a basketball game, winning your first football game. I don't care what it is. A pickup game, whatever. A win is huge. Right? You would think that'll carry that some of that momentum over. But you kind of went back to kind of being in the back of the kind of mid-pack range. And, hey, like I said, everybody's going to need. And like Stuberg said, head coach was Casey was golf. Everybody's going to need a chip in if they're going to make noise. But, hey, it doesn't take away the fact that, all right, this team has been super consistent. It could be anyone's day. It could be Kelsey Chen's day. It could be Nanami's day. It could be Noah can pull something out. Right? So we'll see. And sure enough, the next meet. Yes, I'm going to use track terms. Sorry. Big 12 Championships later on this month. That is the same week as EG3. Having to move around some things, having to prioritize some things a little bit. That could be a big week right there across the board. April 23rd to the 25th, the Big 12 Championship meet for K-State Women's Golf is next. So you had pretty much all month to get ready. So really, honestly, if I had to look at it at a stricter look here, you have no excuse. Now again, weather can play key. Like track and field, like running a marathon, like that. But again, you have to be well prepared. So it'll be interesting to see how Stuber's going to play this lineup. What he mentioned after this meet, Silicon Valley Showcase, where K-State women's golf team did finish podium third. So they have a few weeks to get right, and we'll see what happens down there. Now, I don't know where Hold on. Let's see. Yep. Okay. All right. Yeah. I should know this because it seems like everything's down in Texas. The Big 12 Championship meet for the Casey Women's Golf Team, along with the rest of the Big 12 teams, will be down in Dallas, Texas, towards the end of April. Pro Project Podcast, all things Casey Sports. You can get it where a podcast fan, free and available daily. We're going to just record Kansas State content. Women's sports has been all over the news, at least on my socials this week. We'll get into all of that as we approach the weekend. You want to make sure you're tapped into this podcast. Spring football going on right now. Colin Klein, Chris Kleiman. Has been the news anyways, but what's confirmed a little bit is that he's going to be a consultant. Huh? Look at that. So you can say semi-retired, three-fourths retired. That ain't a word, but anyways, we'll talk about it here in the show there as well. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast, make sure you are subscribed. If you're not already, you've been in and out or been with us since the very, very beginning of 2026, or you can take it way back to the first inception of this podcast. Thank you so much for hanging in there. Good times, bad times, so-so times of this podcast. And make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from what is right now. The rain has let up a little bit. It's supposed to be all right as the Thursday moves along. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Oh, yeah, by the way, not as a moot point, but Eastern Michigan did come back to win the Silicon Valley Challenge. Or challenge, showcase, whatever it is, same damn thing. But your K-State Women's Golf Team finished podium. That is the important part of this meet for K-State. Now they're looking to maybe even shake some things up. We'll see towards the end of the month. The Big 12 Championship meet next for K-State Women's Golf. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports with Cats.